look, Trump's not a perfect guy. This is not a pro-Trump speech. This thing that he kept saying about the deep state, it's real.
Yeah.
It's 100% real.
We remove consent from treating us like we are patients in a hospital ward. We are done. The consent of the governed is removed. We will not comply. We do not consent. Nathan Fletcher, you are on notice. We will constitutionally remove all petty tyrants beginning now.
Folks, you won't believe how quickly information flows throughout social media. Grabbing the proper information to deliver can be difficult, especially when so many controlled opposition people are filling the airwaves and grabbing everyone's attention now. We will look into how evil is being exposed, where evil ones are getting caught, how the mainstream media is continuing to backpedal on things. The minorities are running for Trump now. Etsy is posting all types of weird trafficking looking type material, and the jabs keep making headlines. Well, let's go.
You had mayors, despicable, disgusting. They're not human. They're disgusting, and they should be held accountable. All of them, every single last one of them, every mayor, every governor that shamed you, terrorized you, tore your family apart, made you lose your job, divided everybody. That was the most disgusting display of humanity. And these are the people that are controlling my life and your life, that they're taking my money from and doing whatever they want with it. I don't have a choice where my taxes go. That time, that's how I saw it. I saw it as a complete takeover. And in my own house, you know, these kids are all indoctrinated. So the kids are like, "Dad's crazy." Hey, man, your father's putting up. And I saw what they were going through. I had nieces. You know, I had my daughter come up to me, and a niece that I love said, "Dad, is everything cool? Because everyone thinks you're, you know, you're making wacky videos." I felt we're at war. 100%. This is war, however you want to describe it. It's a war on your common sense. It's a war on the control of your life. It's the war on your spirituality. It's the war of your conscience and your mind. And it's not a game. It's real. Unfortunately, humanity doesn't believe that evil exists. And boy, does it exist.
It does.
And you'd be horrified when you realize where they're all located. And I'm not sure some people can handle that, but I think the ones that can are very ready. Very ready. They're done.
They are done. Evil being exposed, and I'm glad that Jim Burrow is out there doing this. Not just on the comedy side, but coming in, having a talk with Glenn Beck on a serious note and letting him know, look, this is crazy what we're seeing here. This is an outright war that we're involved in. Information war. Psycho wars. I mean, the psyops that they're throwing at us constantly. Even with the recent movie, you guys I know talked about in the last one, Leave the World Behind. All over that movie was filled with nothing but evil. And it was directed by somebody who's supposed to be the president of the United States prior, who's supposed to protect the people of the United States, right? When he was in for 8 years, the one that they called the Messiah almost. Remember, I told you when I went to Germany, when I was there as a government service worker before I got out of GS work, when I went there, almost every single person in Germany bowed down to Obama. They thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. They had pictures of him all over their computer screens. They talked about him. Our landlords thought that he was the second coming. Messiah. I mean, that's the way they talked about him, the way they, anything that came out about him, I mean, my goodness, it freaked me out. And I tried to tell them the truth, and you'd think they'd have a heart attack after 3 to 4 hours of discussions at their house when they had us over for dinner. They wanted us over for dinner the next night to continue the talks because I was unloading on them back in 2008, 2009. Excuse me. It's when I moved there. Crazy. But yet he wants to go direct some help direct or a co-produce or whatever he did with Michael, some crazy Leave the World Behind movie, and he wants to expose his evil. That's just evil. Evil. Why? Did you guys see President Trump directing a movie like that? Any of you? Pushing out a movie that shows you, let's see, a cyber attack. I was going to do this later, but I'll show it now since I'm on this. Cyber attack across the country. Communist News Network, out of all places, they put on the movie, CNN. Then they had a QR code show up in the middle of the United States as it's covered in all types of red and substantial level of destruction caused by attack. Hidden in the cyber attack map has this QR code. It leads to a website for Lake Shawnee Abandoned Park, a haunted park in Rock, West Virginia, which has a dark history and turned out to be a Native American burial ground. This movie was too disturbing to overlook anything. Another thing they threw at you, and I'm going to play a scene from this, is racism. And I can't play it. It's not playing for me. Anyway, you had to throw that in there. They have to pit everyone against each other. Can't bring everybody together the way that he promised. It was the worst president. Yeah, we got Biden, but my goodness. Maybe Biden's just in there to make Obama look a lot better. Who knows? So what do we have when it comes to the evil that Jim Brewer talks about? Emerald Robinson, without a warrant, without a warrant, without a warrant. What happens? America's become a total surveillance state. Why? The nation's largest pharmacy chain, CVS Health, Kroger, and Rite Aid have handed over Americans' prescription records to police and government investigators without a warrant. Can you believe that? So there you are. Your privacy is being exposed to everyone. Other things, not only your privacy, but your money. It's given to, Planned Parenthood. They got $2 billion in federal funding over 3 years. The abortion giant Planned Parenthood received $1.89 billion in federal funding between fiscal year 2019 and 2021. The funding included $1.53 billion from Medicaid, Medicare, CHIP reimbursements, $148 million in grants and cooperative agreements, and $90 million in loans forgiven. Over that three-year period, Planned Parenthood performed 1.11 million abortions. It's appalling, says Resister Newswire. Appalling that big abortion providers are continuing to receive billions of dollars in federal taxpayer funding. That's your money, my money, every time we go shopping, fill up the gas tank, pay our taxes, pay your, oh my goodness, the taxes that we pay, guys. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Remember when Trump said he would defund Planned Parenthood? Well, how long did that last? So then we go over to the intel board because we try to remind people that we've been told about this. And they say, oh, it's all conspiracy. It's not real. Oh, these people are crazy. They don't even know what they're talking about. Yeah, well, they keep saying we're crazy because they don't want to be exposed, the mainstream media and the evil ones behind the mainstream media who own them. Democrat Party con, when you can't raise money organically through the party, individual donations, voter base, you steal it from the American taxpayer and give it back to yourself in the form of campaign contributions. Example one, Planned Parenthood, $1.5 billion provided in taxpayer funding over a three-year period. They spent $30 million in taxpayer subsidies to influence the outcome of the 2018 midterm elections. Yeah. Your tax dollars at work. Hard at work. And let's see, where else does our money go when we talk about evil and the way that they do these things and they continue to get by with it and we continue to update everybody and you guys can probably turn on some of the news stations and they'll tell you. They just don't take it to the extent that we're going to go through the truth or channels, we call them. But yeah, you guys already saw this, right? Joe Biden, Here's $2 million more dollars. Here you go.
Thank you. Before the press. Hush up a second, okay? I got one more thing to say. I've just signed another $200 million drawdown from the Department of Defense for Ukraine, and that'll be coming quickly. Thank you.
Thank you. President Biden, are you mad at me? President Biden, are you mad at me?
Hush up. $200 million. Just more of your money. Just keep shelling it out to whoever you want to. We can't give $9 billion to build a wall. But we can figure out how to get money to other countries. So yeah, folks, it just gets worse. Bidenomics. You pay taxes. You send it to Ukraine. They send it back to Hunter Biden. Hunter gives it back to his pops. That's how it works. Let's see. How's Mike Johnson feel about this?
Fentanyl is the leading cause of death for Americans age 18 to 49 in this country. Fentanyl poisoning because it's allowed over the border. We have human trafficking and all the other terrible things. In the last 3 months, October, November, December alone, we've had more illegal crossings at the border than in any entire year during the Obama administration. The American people see this. They feel it acutely. They see all the terrible societal ills that come from this, and it must be addressed. So I've made this very clear, again, from the very beginning, when I was handed the gavel. We needed clarity on what we're doing in Ukraine and how we'll have proper oversight of the spending of precious taxpayer dollars and the American citizens, and we needed a transformative change at the border. Thus far, we've gotten neither. The Senate has been MIA on this. The House passed H.R. 2 more than six months ago. It's been sitting and collecting dust on Chuck Schumer's desk. I have told him personally, I've told the National Security Advisor, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, that these are our conditions because these are the conditions of the American people. And we are resolute on that. It is not the House's issue right now. The issue is with the White House and the Senate. And I implore them to do their job because the time is urgent. And we do want to do the right thing here. With that,
Yeah, so no money for border, no money for Ukraine. So if you head over and kind of want to see how Zelensky, somebody put some words to his mouth. This is just kind of a meme. If he actually came over and told the truth, this is what he would say.
Thank you, thank you. As I told General Austin, I have come here for a re-up of cash. I brought the coke. I brought the hookers. I brought the kickbacks. Now, where is my money? I need it to buy another yacht. I mean, fund the war to fight against democracy. Delete the yacht part. I have dirt on all Washington politicians, and I will release unless I get my money. Do you want your sons and daughters sent to the war?
There you go. Now, again, just to remind you, somebody put these words in there, and it's a meme, it's a satire, so just want to make sure you knew that. Going forward, then, not satire would be this from Tommy Tuberville. I've never thought they can win to begin with in Ukraine.
Are you concerned that if there's no money, Ukraine could lose the war to Russia?
Well, that's always been a big possibility the whole time. I mean, I've never thought they could win to begin with. Especially the way we eased into it.
What are the implications that if Russia wins? Are you worried about the implications if Russia wins?
Well, everybody keeps saying they're going to continue to go across Europe. I mean, they can't beat Ukraine on the eastern side. How are they going to continue to go the rest of the way through Europe? I've never believed that scenario. I think it's a good selling point to send more money.
So you're hearing the divide within the GOP.
So there you go. From the Communist News Network. You know, speaking of mainstream media, Fletch 17, it's happening, mainstream media. Paul Sperry said developing the Washington Post, or the Compost is what I call it, which had to retract several false Russiagate stories after winning a Pulitzer, has quietly, without explanation, removed its entire historic archive from the LexisNexis database. All articles have vanished without a trace. Not even abstracts remain. Why? Why delete it all? What are they scared of? What's the big deal? Are they afraid that they're going to get caught in something, that something bad's going to happen to them? I don't know. Maybe Kash Patel could tell us, as he's going to triple down on arresting anyone. I'll show you that in a moment. Before we go there, I want to talk about your health for a minute. Folks, if you're looking for a gift, maybe give the runner on your list the gift of less pain after exercise. Wouldn't a calmer mind this holiday be the perfect gift for yourself? CBDistillery.com has you covered in their full range of carefully formulated CBD and plant-based solutions. CB Distillery's healing plant compounds are made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives, and with over 2 million customers and 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. This year, give the gift of a calmer mind, better sleep, and less pain after exercise. And with code RUMBLE, you can stuff all their stockings for 30% off. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code RUMBLE for your discount. No prescription required. That's CBDistillery.com. Promo code RUMBLE for 30% off.
Why are they so threatened by the prospect of rooting out, and if the evidence and the facts necessitate, prosecuting actual corruption? That's not revenge.
That's just it. You nailed it. They are afraid that President Trump is going to come in and actually use the law to prosecute those who broke it, whether they're in government, whether they're in the private sector, civilians. And yes, even if they're in the media, if they participated in a conspiracy to rig elections and break the law or do other corrupt activities, you'll be prosecuted. In fact, the mainstream media, when my interview occurred yesterday on Real America's network here, voice here, they just did a disinformation headline grab and said, quote unquote, Kash Patel is prosecuting the media. The entire quote, which is literally two sentences, it's not a 10-minute thing, says, "We will use the Constitution and the courts of law to go after those that broke the law, including those in the media." That is an absolutely perfect statement that you would want former law enforcement to say and encourage current law enforcement to be doing, but they're not. So I think they're threatened because we caught them in Russiagate. We caught them with the 51 Intel letter. We caught them on Jan 6. We're catching them in Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's criminal activities, and American citizens are tired of it, and they know they're in on it. That's when criminals fret the most. And now that's why they're slinging baseless rhetoric and hyperbole.
That's why they're slinging the baseless rhetoric. Love it. Great words. You just want to see it happen. You get tired after a while of hearing the talking, hearing what they're going to do. We want to see it play out. We want this to play out in such a way where justice is finally found and the mainstream media is finally exposed for who they really are. So, again, I was going to show this later, and we're here now at the slide that I actually wanted to show you. I found the clip from the Leave the World Behind movie. Remember, the Obamas played a role in making sure this movie went out. Here is what I tried to show you earlier.
I'm asking for you to remember that if the world falls apart, trust should not be dulled out easily to anyone, especially white people. Even mom would agree with me on that. I'm asking for you.
And she said, even mom would agree with me on that. Okay. Don't trust anybody, especially white people. And he turned and said, basically, I forgot what he said, but I think it was something like he disagreed with her. Sick, sad, the influence that these movies have on so many. And again, just to remind you, the WEF, Klaus Schwab member in 2021, warned of a potential cyber attack so vast that it would shut down the global power supply, because this is what the movie is about, was the whole, you know, internet gets shut down, all the communications get shut down, and more. Let's play that again, just a reminder.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison to a major cyber attack.
Yeah. So they want you to be scared. They want you to live in fear. And I believe I saw somebody had a post from the Intel board, Q board, said somebody was panicking, saying, we have to do 6 months of supplies. We have to get ready because they're going to shut everything down. And basically said, you don't have to. It's not going to happen. But we always have to be prepared for whatever. They can predict all they want. You can play out a scenario if it's a movie all they want. But, you know, this thing can play out in a bad way. Okay? And so they, if that happens, how will we communicate? How will we operate? And more. God is in control. Satan's not in control. Okay? And remember, through prayer, and I've mentioned this before, and folks are worried about food and how things can happen for them, and I just remind the Christians, I usually go back to the Word of God, and I remind folks, remember Elijah by the stream, Brook Cherith, had birds fly in and drop off food to him every day for about 3 years. And you say, oh, that sounds crazy, that would never happen today. I believe the Word of God before anybody else, right, before humans. Anyway, just throwing that in there. Don't live in fear at all. And so when it comes to President Trump and the future and how things are playing out, Chicago has been waking up. Chicago mayor launched a lawsuit against companies transporting migrants to the city. Shocking video revealing Democrats stuffed nearly 3,000 illegals into a Chicago warehouse. I was shocked to see this too.
Whole thing. Okay. Wow. So they're just saying they're looking for work. This guy here, he's got his family here. One guy has 4 kids and his wife. The other guy has 3 kids and his wife. They're looking for work. Their appointments aren't till 2026, 3 years from now. They're living in this building. I guess the entire building now has been taken over. You see people going in, all doors, coming out all doors, crossing traffic. But the one lady said there's 3,000 people here. They said 3,000 people from that building all the way down here. I'm seeing several hundred right here, right now, but massive, massive numbers here. It's unbelievable. It's the layers of this issue are deep. And just speaking to the pastor, they're a local church here. He felt the Lord say, come and bring soup, keep people warm. I'm telling you, it's freezing. My hands are freezing. And this isn't even cold for Chicago. It's in the 30s, but this isn't even cold for Chicago. The lows are going to be in the 20s, but you know, it gets way colder than that. And this is just the beginning of what's coming. So you have some churches like these guys that just want to help. That pastor gave the shoes off of his feet to somebody. You got kids out here with they're not equipped, you know, coming from Venezuela, coming from Central America, where you're used to tropical conditions. And all of a sudden you show up in the Northeast and it is freezing. It's tough, but the problem is you've got no end in sight, and you've got homeless people. You've got thousands of homeless people in Chicago already. You've got thousands of people in poverty already, and now you're inviting more in to this situation. And I just got confirmation that this facility here, they said, has 2,700 people in it. 2,700 people from the building down there all the way down here. All of these old warehouses are all full now, all the way down to this side here. 2,700 people is what I was just told. This is an absolute disaster.
And so the churches are coming in, thank God, to feed them. So where's the government in all this? How come they're shipping them there and then stuffing them into these warehouses? Why are they outside in the freezing cold? And why are the churches who receive their money from the locals who are already paying tax dollars to have these folks shipped there without even seeing it? And you can see these families with children just walking with their babies and more. And it's disturbing. Well, what's happening in Chicago? What do you think the folks are thinking now with all this playing out?
In their minds, that makes them believe that they'll do this to us and we do nothing in return. This is not just for Chicago for us. We've reached all across the country to send them a message. We're going to flip America red. We're going to send the strongest message to the Democratic Party that Black America, Black Chicago has ever seen. Well, should I say Democrat Chicago and Democrat America has ever seen. Black America is about to rise up now that we are the mothers and fathers. We're saying Trump 2024 across America for black America.
Mark, how do people, what's your social media or your website? How do people find out more about you personally and more about your movement?
Social media and website, yes.
For me, you can just Mark Carter. You Google Mark Carter, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You put in Mark Carter, Chicago activist, and you'll find me all over the net.
And then the organization, is there an organization?
Yes, Going Red Campaign, the Going Red Coalition, the Going Red Campaign. And hey, we sent it a direct message, and we asked Trump to come to Chicago, come here and walk these streets with us. And we'll put thousands behind him as he walked the streets. And that's a fact. That's a promise.
Fantastic. We're going to pitch that to
personally,
him.
Personally, Devin,
same thing. Devin, what is your social? What? Yep. Go ahead.
Yep. So there you are. You can see that minds are changing. Folks had to see it. These Democrats, how they are. And so they could wake up and start changing the way that they think and their votes. Well, Benny Johnson showed us that the lifelong Democrat operative who fundraised for Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders defects the party, and he registered as a Republican to vote for Trump. Minds are changing. Times are changing. And I saw an interview with John Daly, the golfer, with Tucker Carlson, and he had this to say about what he called Daddy Trump.
You've got the majority view among golfers?
Yeah. I think all of us on the tours and everything, we all want Daddy Trump.
He said, all of us on the tour want Daddy Trump. It's kind of low to hear, but I'm going to continue.
Really? Why?
Because he was a great president. He's a great guy once you get to know him. I've known him since the early 90s, and it was funny. I can't remember the tournament. He flew his helicopter, and we played a pro-am. We went out back. We talked a little bit. When he stood up, he says, mark my words, I'll be president of the United States.
He said in 1992 when he played with them, he said, mark my words, I'm going to be the president of the United States someday.
Back in 92, 93, 94 maybe.
Oh. Did you believe him?
I did.
And so it's hard to hear, but I just want to make sure I show you that clip. John Daly, and you know what? I've noticed that President Trump has a lot of live golf tours, tour players. They play on his golf courses in America. And I've brought this up about golf because I love golf. I grew up playing it, have a long history of it in my family. I'll explain about that in another day. But bottom line is I've noticed another big name in golf. For you guys don't know, his name's John Rahm. And there's several others that are making their names known. It seems like they're going to be leaving the PGA Tour and going over to LIV Golf. And why is that a big deal? Those that might not know how the PGA Tour works, you have to work your way up, you have to pay your money, you have to get into the event, and then if you win, you win a little bit of money, or you can win the whole thing and win whatever the purse string is. On the LIV Golf Tour, they do it like the NBA, the NFL, you know, all of these big named, big areas where folks go to college and then they get looked at by a scout and the scout says, hey, we'd like to draft you into the NFL. And then they're brought in and given a lot of money. So that's basically in a nutshell how LIV Golf works. And I'm just glad because I was really sick to my stomach when PGA Tour was pushing hard with all the woke stuff. And it's just, I don't know, just really happy about that. Even though some of the players that they're bringing to LIV Golf Tour, including John Rahm, were part of the woke thing. Overall, I didn't see it from LIV Golf. So anyway, that's where I'm happy about it all, in case you guys were wondering. There's my 2 cents. Bioclandestine. CNN reluctantly admit Biden is getting massacred in the polls. The important figure is the unengaged voters who did not vote in 2020 are leaning heavily pro-Trump. 26-point difference in Michigan, 40-point difference in Georgia. This is proof people are waking up. Biden's catastrophic regime has been so blatantly abysmal that unengaged voters are now motivated to vote Trump in 2024. Biden woke up the silent majority. Cost of living, open border, crime, degeneration of cities, woke gender insanity. By the way, I was just talking about PGA going woke. They sent millions to Black Lives Matter, folks. Millions. But yet they can't bring their own players in with the big names and pay them money to be on the tour. That's the way I see it. So LIV takes their millions, their billions, and they're bringing in their draft picks. I don't know. It's the way I look at it. Just throwing that in there again. Sorry. Failing academia is what we're seeing in America. Ukraine, all that money going over there. COVID, all the lies. Vaccine, January 6th hoax. Mainstream media corruption. weaponization of justice system, Orwellian control of social media. All these things have compounded and awoken many who were still asleep or didn't want to be involved. Now they have no choice. The Biden regime's disastrous policies are affecting everyone. It's important to note that these advances can be directly attributed to Elon allowing free speech on X. Propaganda cannot compete in a free marketplace alongside truth, and thus truth has risen to forefront, been widely disseminated, circumventing mainstream media lies, which has resulted in more people breaking the matrix and has started a culture revolution. Can you see it? The awakening is happening. We are winning the information war. And so on that note, somebody put a comment in one of my videos, last videos, saying, hey, Matt Taibbi didn't include you, LT, in the list of those that were taken, you know, that were basically censored. Well, that was Twitter. I wasn't taken off of Twitter. And there's many reasons, I believe. One of them is because I just post my videos only, and I didn't really make a lot of the comments that would get you in trouble and have you removed off Twitter when they were removing people like crazy. That's just my take on that. But they say, well, he says that he's been censored. And yes, folks, I was taken off YouTube with 440,000 subscribers, taken off of Patreon because you followed this Q conspiracy. So they kicked me off. PayPal kicked me off. Teespring kicked me off. But you know what? God Almighty's in charge, and he's allowed us to continue to move forward, and we're almost up to 500,000 on, and we know, on Rumble, and we're usually number one, two, or three on Rumble on the leaderboard. We're usually next to Dan Bongino, and if Steve Crowder puts something out, we're next to him because those guys always get 600,000, 700,000 views. So we also have a lot of changes, and we're continually to update our website all the time. This latest one was done by my son. He worked really hard for months on his own to get this with many folks behind the scenes that he pulled in on andweknow.com. Folks, here's the new look. I encourage you to go check it out. You've got watch on Rumble, follow on Twitter, latest news here. As you scroll down, you'll see that how wonderful and beautiful our thumbnails look for the videos in case you miss them. You've got our fellowship member program there, our AUK merch. If you click through, you can see our book, the book that I released, my autobiography. I haven't picked it up yet. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Put your name and email in there. You'll receive information. You'll have the Patriot Light website. You just click on that. It takes you to the Patriot Light. Follow our podcast if you want to listen in. It'll have it right there. All right. Latest interviews on the bottom. And we know Showcase, if you've sent in merch and we've highlighted it, it's going to show up here on the And We Know Shop Showcase. And so much more. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. We've got Discover the Podcast, the Alaska Cruise Partners. We have a partners program that's coming up soon where businesses can partner with us and list their business on our website because we get so much traffic here. It'll help you out. We'll be telling you more about that, advertising with us and more. Really, really cool. And just excited about that. Thank you, son, for your hard work in doing that and putting it together. We also have social media that's run on Instagram, AUK_828. All this can be found in the description box below, these social media parts and AUK updates on Facebook. And also you can go to shop.andweknow.com. And it's on our website where you can get sweatshirts and hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and all types of new goodies, especially into this season. We're so excited when folks send us messages. You won't believe it. Somebody walked up to me. They saw me wearing the hat or the shirt, and they said, wow, hey, I watched that show too. And next thing you know, I find out they're friends. They end up going to church together or having Bible studies at home. And it's just so exciting, folks, so exciting. And don't forget, our Awkward podcast every Saturday is released where I'm teaching the Bible on our Podbean, okay? Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Exactly 1 year later, it's still two genders, just 1 year greater. I've got a brand new slew of weird haters. Blue haired pierced, they're clear the weird waiter. Target went woke, Bud Light went broke. I remember warning people yelling about the slope. But everybody thought it was a joke. Now a pedo was the president, you thought it was a hoax. But here we are in 2023, where he can be she, and she can be he, and he can be them, and they can be Z. All these feminine men, and they calling it free, y'all lost it. And who's this conservative aunt? Y'all think it's cool that he yearns for a man? Shameful, I'm already discerning a plan. The right went left, y'all a turd in the can, man. Every day new gender, I post the truth to the youth and you censor. Can't seem to get rid of me, do better. It's 2023 and still there is only two genders. Two genders, I quote the facts, you delete, you're too tender. Man, y'all gotta do better. I love the Bible and it says there's only two genders.
Ready? How many genders are there?
How about that? People using their talents to get the information out to the public. Two genders. Really cool. Make America Great Godly Again is on his hat. Really good. I love to see folks using their talents to get information out. It is so, so good. As we move forward, other folks that are using their talents, they're exposing this trafficking network. And it seems like it's trafficking because Etsy, they've been allowing pizza for $3,000. A child, young boy, winking with one eye, holding, looks like chicken up, $4,000. Yummy, yum pizza. And another one, yummy, yum pizza, $4,000 with a young girl winking with a pizza. Also, if you go to Etsy, you'll see that there is a child wearing some type of pajamas or something listed at $35,210. You heard that right if you're listening. Now, remember, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in case you say, oh, it's all conspiracy, you're just making it all up and blah, blah, blah. Federal Bureau of Investigation, as a reminder, had an intelligence bulletin. Okay, code words and terminology used by pedophiles to identify what they're looking for. So when they list something as a hot dog, that's a boy for the pedophiles. Pizza is a girl. Cheese is little girl. Pasta, little boy. Ice cream, walnut, map, and sauce. Okay, I don't have to show those anymore. Sickening. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter. Can someone please explain to me what Etsy's doing selling $4,000 pizzas with children? We know for a fact that pedophiles use pizza as a code word when child trafficking. Are they allowing this on their site? We need an investigation into this immediately. Part of this and going into hurting our children, you see this picture here. Megan Fox, her three boys, she makes them dress like girls. Should this be a crime? Folks, she's not the only one. I could show you one Hollywood actor after another where they either adopt children or have their children and they have them transform into the other gender. It makes you wonder who they worship. Like this guy, LeBron James, always doing the satanic symbolism on the court. The 666s, uses them all the time. But you know what he did? He walks out into the court while the national anthem is playing, and he sits down. Disrespectful. Not only does he walk in, folks, and have a seat, it looks like he has a little girl he's holding hands with. I don't know if that's his daughter or not, but has her sit down. Fully disrespectful. Not only that, there's a guy behind him holding his phone up so he can get a picture during the national anthem. That's disrespectful. It's not just him. There's other people behind him that aren't even putting their hands over their heart. And so, basketball champion, right? He's facing backlash. Folks are letting him know. He's known for his Black Lives Matter advocacy, was also blasted for multiple conservative outlets for failing to remove his cap during the Star Spangled Banner. He's repeatedly slammed the United States for its so-called institutional racism. Forbes estimated his net worth at $1 billion in June 2022. Now, here we are. I'm showing you on the screen, if you're looking, all the times that he uses this, what we call symbolism. Some would say, oh, that's just from a college. You know, they do that at such and such a college, whatever. But Johnson says LeBron worships Lucifer. This is Larry Johnson, the former Chiefs running back. Calls Super Bowl halftime show a child a sex trafficking ritual. Right here we have him on Twitter saying, haven't been to a pizza party in a minute. Culver City. Why the pizza? Pictures of children with him. And then with this guy, I forgot his name and I didn't have time to go look it up, but this guy's always with famous people. This guy on the right with his glasses, and they're usually folks that he's been around and he's been in a lot of trouble with children. And there he is pictured with the Clintons and Michael over there to his right. He has to know. So I'm just exposing more. And then a principal was arrested recently for all this.
An elementary school principal in El Dorado County is pleading guilty to cyber crimes involving children. Prosecutors say Boyd Holler pleaded guilty yesterday to two charges. He was principal at Pioneer Elementary School. Holler was arrested in October after sending pornographic videos and photos on an app to someone he believed was a 12-year-old girl. Prosecutors say he wanted to meet the person for sex after being told her age. Holler is set to serve the maximum sentence of 3 years and 8 months after being formally sentenced by a judge next month. No students in the district were identified as victims. And then just moments ago, Pioneer Unified School District Superintendent released a statement saying, quote, I continue to be thankful for the families of the Pioneer Union School District community for their trust in our work, our employees, and our commitment to students. We are grateful for the agencies involved in the investigation, arrest, and prosecution in this case, end of quote.
There you go. So we send our kids to school, right? And we wonder what they're doing and are they being manipulated? And they come home and you ask them all kinds of questions and we try to prepare them. So hopefully when these photos were sent and videos, it went to the wrong person. But imagine if it went to a real 12-year-old girl and it happened to be in the school. French police detain 80 men in a swoop on suspected child sex abusers. Yeah, the swoop focused on professions where adults were in regular contact with children. That'd be schools. France's most far-reaching swoop on suspected child sex abusers, police sources say. It's happening. Other things that are going on.
We will reduce net migration from the hundreds of thousands to the tens of thousands.
And immigration will be at levels our country can manage.
So these are 13 years of conservatives reducing immigration. They keep saying it over and over again, yet when you look at the chart, it's not playing out correct.
No buts.
We're bringing down the numbers to sustainable levels.
Net migration needs to come down radically from hundreds of thousands a year to just tens of thousands. Immigration benefits Britain, but it needs to be controlled, it needs to be fair.
Britain does not need net migration in the hundreds of thousands every year.
So work with us, not against us, and we'll better control immigration.
Brexit must mean control of the number of people who come to Britain from Europe.
What people want and what they will get is control of our own immigration system.
Okay, enough of this because it's going to play on and on as this chart goes across, but you can see the numbers. 2021, 466,000. Did they tell the truth? Nope. It's British future, yeah. 2022, 745,000 net migration. They tell the truth? No. 2023, 672,000. Do they tell the truth? No. But they keep telling you, we need to bring these numbers down. And yet when it's tracked, it's terrible. Other promises that were made that seem to be coming up, and I kept hoping this might have been make-believe, but December 10th, Harriet Barber from The Telegraph, I was hoping this was fake news. Javier Milei, member out of Argentina, about turns as he commits to Paris Climate Agreement. The new president of Argentina, sworn into office on Sunday, had previously said he intended to rescind Argentina's participation agreement after calling climate change a hoax, but looks like he changed his mind. all these people, all the exposure we keep trying to show, but it just runs out. As a matter of fact, did you guys know that 10% to 15% of Americans admitted that they filled out a ballot, an election ballot for somebody else? Yeah, it came out in the news, and President Trump said this is the biggest story of the year, and Republicans must do something about it. Don't be Mitch McConnell and his gang of rhinos. Have to make a move now. Get tough, get smart. Our country's being stolen. He posted this at on the 1520 mark. 1520, who brings the votes, the House floor? Who decides? Why is this important? What's coming? Full weight of the House. Some must remain clean distance from what is about to happen. Have faith. All of these are not coincidences. The timing of posting these are absolutely lining up with everything that we need to see and hear. This election needs to be revealed for 2020 that it was stolen. 2022, stolen. Yet, what are they doing? They continue to bring out guys like DeSoros, Ron DeSoros, and he's all over Twitter bashing Trump for how he handled COVID. How can this guy act like he was high and mighty during COVID? He closed and wrecked family businesses, and many of them were forced into bankruptcy. They lost everything. It's one thing to say, hey, we overreacted, but it takes a special slithery snake to pretend what they did never happened.
No tolerance for that. Just suspend the license, and then we'll move on.
Code enforcement was out here till about 2 a.m. early this morning, making sure all these businesses were following all the proper social distancing guidelines and wearing their masks where they need to be. While some were in compliance, there were others that were not, and they were forced to close their doors. A total of six businesses ordered to close.
Effective 5 p.m. today, they're going to be suspended for 30 days in the state of Florida.
I don't even have a cocktail outside. I'm not even near anybody. This is really getting out of hand.
And as we come back out live, it was Governor Ron DeSantis who ultimately ordered that bars have to close. That decision was made on Friday.
Coronavirus, South Florida shut down in motion. Life just about to become even more inconvenient.
Erickson worries all of his gigs will be canceled now that bars have to close and restaurants have to shut down early.
You know, if I don't work, then I'm not getting paid. So it's kind of tough.
Ashley Pellegrin is worried too.
Paying rent? How am I supposed to pay rent? How am I supposed to pay my electric bill, my health insurance?
She's a bar manager at Thirsty First.
I'm very worried. I'm very worried because we don't know exactly what's going on. This is can affect this kind of business a lot.
Entertainment venues like movie theaters, auditoriums, fitness centers, restaurants like the Versailles significantly impacted.
Bankruptcy attorneys say they are hearing from all different kinds of business owners. And as far as new bankruptcy filings go, we ain't seen nothing yet.
On the door of this Metro Diner in Pembroke Pines, there is a sign saying they are closed for good because of COVID-19. 2J's Deli, CMX Theaters filed for bankruptcy.
Can't stand another 3 months being shut down.
It was a shocker. It was not expected. I mean, we expected they were going to be doing a little more enforcing and stuff like that, but to actually shut us down and to target just standalone bars, just...
That's Ron DeSoros. Busted. Caught, hurt so many people, and yet they blame Trump. All of these things playing out, again, we remind you, these folks that were pushing so hard for the jab, a guy named Ian, I for one advocate, we bring the carrot and the stick, incentivize getting the vaccine however we like, ice cream, lotteries, literally whatever, I don't care, and require vaccination to do non-essential things. Want to go to a bar to watch the game? Passport. Well, this guy, Ian, he was in the hospital since November 18th. And then guess what? He's declared neurologically deceased and taken life support this morning, off life support. He was only 33 years old. Other things that they don't say it's the vax, but you got more young folks like ex-NFL star Devon Wiley. He's gone at the age of 35 from unknown causes. It's always unknown. Family says former Kansas City Chiefs and Tennessee Titans wide receiver was always making people laugh and entertaining us. And that's just not the COVID, folks. CDC scheduled 1983 only had 10 vaccines for folks. 2013, 32 vaccines. And by 2018, they had us up to 74 vaccines. 74. Crazy. What were they thinking? Why? What's going on? What would make folks even go that direction to have so many take these jabs? 1983, the autism rates, by the way, were 1 in 10,000 when there was 10 vaccines. In 2013, there was 1 in 88 autism when there was 32 vaccines. And then in 2018, 1 in 36 have autism. Oh, there were 74 vaccines. Well, we like to talk about health, and we'd like to find the right products for you, and we've been working hard with many. And if you guys missed it, we had an amazing interview released yesterday with Kristen Ludlow and Baby Trump, Mushroom Saving Lives. It's amazing, this very godly interview talking about what God has provided for all of us in nature to help us. So I wanted to show you just a clip from this for a moment.
For God hath shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
So we had put that together with some music and more, and I want you to hear this from Kristen Ludlow.
So at the very beginning of 2018, they're sitting around saying, this is horrible, you know, kind of feeling bad for themselves. And then they just had an inspired moment. God just spoke to them. And they were like, wait a minute. We've seen all the things that this mushroom has been doing for humans over the last 11 years. I wonder if it would do the same thing for animals, because not all mushrooms are safe for dogs and cats. Okay. So did some studies. They found a study from the University of Penn, and they found that dogs with hemangiosarcoma, which is a very aggressive type of cancer, that were given the Coriolis versicolor mushroom, lived 2 times longer than the dogs that didn't.
Right.
But I wanted them to witness a miracle themselves that they created. And there we were. Huh, Kristen? Boom. Yeah. Did this scan from head to toe. And man, when she said my tumor was 5 millimeters by 4 millimeters cancer-free, We erupted, man.
So amazing. Chris was just filled with joy as he shared his personal testimony, and they just loved it, folks. And definitely need to check that out in case you missed it. I encourage you to do that. And also, we had an amazing live interview also with Dr. Kirk Elliott, where folks were able to write in their own questions. And I encourage you, if you missed that, to go check it out. It's absolutely amazing, all the questions that were pouring in. And you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, andweknow.com/gold, and also the petclub247.com. A lot of folks said they didn't know when we had this interview out where to go to reach out to them, and they just have to go to ltpetclub247.com. I mean, that was absolutely amazing. I just so filled with joy that God has allowed us to bring the right people in for our finances and for our health and so much more. God has just been so good. I mean, we've covered a lot, folks, and we've seen how Ukraine's trying to grab money. We've seen how Planned Parenthood has stole our money. We've watched how these folks are trying to release our data to the public from the CVS Health, Kroger, and Rite Aid. We showed you how this movie's trying to put fear into everyone and pre-program and the minds. It's all programming to try to just let us know what they're planning to do. Do not live in fear. We're watching a change happen in Chicago. We're watching many turn for President Trump, and they're saying, enough already. I've had enough. People are exhausted. Many are waking up to these things that are strange that are happening on the internet to our children. They're catching on, and this is all positive. You guys are doing great work in sharing the information with the public. You know, just about everything we share is in the description box below, so you can grab those things and share them. Absolutely amazing. And so this is from Pepe Deluxe showing Jeremy Niedermeyer as he says this: I think it will be the job of our generation for like the next 20 years to re-educate the younger people who have all been brainwashed to think religion is irrelevant, America is bad, talk to strangers on the internet and not your neighbors, etc., etc. While that is annoying because we love instant gratification and because we have been treated like nut jobs for the last 7 years, I find it exciting to know what at least one of my purposes on earth will be over that time. I'm going to do my best to teach all the people I can about the Bible and why they need to let Jesus into their lives. At the same time, letting them know what to let go of. That work will be a blessing to me because I can truly leave this world in a better place than when I entered it, and I can tell the Lord I did my best when I enter His kingdom. I am ready for the challenge. Thank you for the thought-provoking string, Pepe. That's the Pepe Deluxe that he wrote. Absolutely wonderful. Let's stay strong. Do not live in fear. Stay in prayer.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do in and through our lives. We are so inundated with just information about immigration and about drugs and children, and it just becomes so overwhelming to the point where we just want to turn it off sometimes. We just thank you that we have the Word of God that brings comfort and rest, that prayer brings comfort, that we can come to you and ask for what you would have us to do in these times. Whether it's pray for our neighbor, whether it's have a conversation with our family about the Word of God and some great stories there to encourage us through these difficult times. We just ask for your continued protection from the enemy who wants to destroy our minds, destroy our bodies physically. But we know that you love us, you care for us deeply. And we ask that you would just open our eyes to the truth of what's going on, allow us to continue to share with each other, and we look forward to a great victory in the future. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your time if you made it this far. We are so encouraged by you, blessed by you. And just want to let you know, we had a meeting today. My sons have been helping out, and Jamie and Angie, everybody. And it was just great to just stay encouraged at the end of the year to just know how blessed we are by you. And also let you know that I am trying to put together some type of program for 2025 in the future. I have got these ideas to empower folks to have tools in their toolbox to leave with if we have gatherings for And We Know folks throughout America, trying to put that together. And we just want to encourage you to let you know we are working on things constantly, trying to think and feel what the Holy Spirit wants us to do and lead us and guide us in it. I've got these ideas. It's been floating around for a long time. We're actually meeting with people now in the next week or so to go over a program in 2025 to allow us to meet up with folks. So just be encouraged in knowing always something going on, right? Without a vision, the people perish. Stick to that one. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with And We Know, signing out.